Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, October 15th, 2019. Just in case you're on the wrong podcast, or the wrong date listening in on like an archive or something, but hopefully you're not. You're live with us tonight, hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Gary Lett.
How you doing?
You done eating?
Yes, I'm done eating.
Can we talk to you now?
Yes, you can.
Yep. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Nope.
All right. Just want to make sure.
I'm done eating.
And I'm a little concerned. You look like you got a lot on your mind tonight. Also, Matt Esposito.
Hopefully he's racing.
It is not racing.
Oh, okay. We want all the fun stuff.
Well, we're here to talk about racing.
Yeah, exactly. So that will help ease your mind of any other crap you got in it.
That's
wipe
right.
It all out. We'll talk about mostly racing.
That's right.
So thanks for doing what you do.
Yep.
So what's up, man?
Yeah, just a rough
busy
weekend.
Rough weekend. Okay.
So well, did I.
We don't
kind of rough.
Tell us the good parts of the rough weekend. What are the good parts of the rough weekend?
Well, we did run fair this weekend.
Oh, was it this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
So,
okay. That's always fun.
I went and built our camp, and my wife and my son took care of that because I had to work another job.
No?
All weekend.
Tough being a man sometimes, ain't it?
Yeah.
So you didn't get to enjoy it, but the family did, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we bust our butts and do stuff sometimes. Racing's for us, but the work and all that, mostly for the family, right?
Sure.
So a little bit of it goes to racing, but, you know, we don't tell our significant others that. We just say, oh, we're going racing, you know.
I am working on it.
Oh, okay.
I keep looking at cars, trying to find one to build.
You can always watching some fun sometimes, right?
Yes.
I used to drive like to Havasu to watch, just to go watch a race sometimes.
Oh.
Drive 2.5 hours. I used to drive to Orange Show.
Shoot, man, we drove to Tonopah
just to watch, right? Uh-huh. It's fun sometimes just to go watch, especially, and that's, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've never been to Tonopah, so. We'll take a drive one of these days. But before that, I guess, you know, I'm slated to go to Pomona eventually here.
Oh,
so
yeah. As soon as we figure out a date.
And later, so.
Well, I currently have one of those non-expressway vehicles, so I can't go anywhere.
There's plenty to see around town without going on.
That's right. Oh, trust me.
And you get the scenic route. You know, hey, maybe you're like the Google Maps, but you're the Google Maps dude.
Uh-huh.
We'll call you. Hey, Matt, here's my cross street. You need to turn left here and go go over here. You're good to go. You're better than Waze.
There we go. Where is the stratosphere?
Your Waze.
To your left or to your right? Where is the sun?
Yes.
In front of you, in back of you? I know exactly where you are.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I can pinpoint your coordinates. Here's where you are.
Well, the problem is most people can't tell you where the stratosphere is.
Yeah.
It's the tall one.
Even if they look for it,
Right now, if you told me to point to the stratosphere, I probably couldn't. I just go like this because somebody waves. Yeah. Somebody like nods their head yes or no. Warmer,
yeah.
Warmer, hot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm there. So I'll be pointing like, I don't know, something totally off the wall. That's not the stratosphere.
Wait for it to get dark and look for the light. And then look.
Well, I always confuse people by saying the two straight streets are Rancho and Boulder Highway. screws everybody. Oh, okay. But those are the ones that actually run north and south.
They're confused.
You know, this is stupid.
I know somebody in particular that if you tell them go to this corner and turn north or go to that corner and turn south, they're like, no. Give me left or right.
Right.
Give me north or south.
Go left, go right. Mm-hmm. And this is stupid. My old house, I lived in North Las Vegas for years, right? And I used to walk out and it would face, the front door would face west. So you know, I got used to that for years and years. Well, I've lived in a couple of houses since then, but my house now, it's on a cul-de-sac, but when you drive down it, the cul-de-sac turns and it like turns and, you know, does this weird stuff. And I always think when I walk out of my front door, I'm facing west, but I get confused. Like somebody would tell me, hey, where's this? So I point like a totally different direction. You got to go down this way. And they're like, you mean that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. So I if I ever get bumped in the head and I walk out of my front door, I'm going to be
you
lost.
Mean more?
More often than every other day.
Yeah.
So, I know it's stupid, but.
Now which way does your door face?
Let's see. If I walk out, you know, it's funny because you've been to my house, but you wouldn't think so, but you walk out of my front door and it actually faces directly east.
Yes.
But it doesn't look like it if you were to. If I were to tell you where my house was, so anyway, my door faces completely the opposite direction. So anyway,
aliens.
Oh man, I'm confused every morning. It's got to be the aliens. We're allowed to say aliens because that's like from space, right? Okay,
yeah.
Those are the aliens you're talking about. You never know anymore, you know, with corrective language. You got to watch what you say these days. Right?
Yes.
All right, I won't get into that.
No, you do.
I won't get into that.
So does that mean we're starting to races now with people start your engines?
Yep. People start your engines.
Racers?
You know, you can't say people.
Racers?
Because we're not sure what type of people. No.
Exactly.
Racers,
what
there
kind
you
of people.
Race car drivers.
Wait.
Start your engine?
Racist? Did you say racist drivers? No. That's not correct. So
isn't the goal to be the number one racist? Racer?
Racer. So, anyway.
Well,
can you say ladies and gentlemen? Or is
no,
that not, that's
no,
not right anymore?
No, you're not gender specific.
Why? If a gentleman wants to be a lady, there's still a lady or a gentleman.
Yo. This is a family show, guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, but what if there's not a lady in the field? Do you say, ladies and gentlemen, start your engine? Or
because,
do you just say,
because
gentlemen,
you don't know
start your engine?
How they identify in that vehicle. They could be
yeah,
a lady or a gentleman. So it would be okay to say ladies and gentlemen, ladies or I don't know, either way, someone starts your damn engines, right?
That's right.
How do we get on this subject? Yeah, thank you. Where's the fire? Crash
mm-hmm.
and burn. Anyways, a lot of racing this past weekend. Did you get? Speaking of watching racing, you didn't enjoy it or any kind of racing? You were
no,
working and
I
setting
didn't
up Ren Faire?
No, I was race-free this weekend.
Hey, I got to enjoy races this weekend.
So did I.
Yes. Hey, and I am absolutely, what's the city we stayed in?
Lancaster. California.
I am absolutely 100% glad we can help out the homeless and
in Lancaster. Many different ways.
That's right.
They now can. They have enough tools and liquids to pit stop.
That's right.
And when they get dehydrated,
yes, they have enough liquid.
And there's no nut or bolt that they can't take off the tool
right.
that they got from you. So
that's right.
No, we. Long story. Well, I guess not really. It's a short story. Lancaster, that's all I got to say.
Yes. And by the way, 2 years there, and that's the first time we've had a problem. But that's okay.
Yeah.
we've learned from our mistakes.
That's right.
Even if we have to haul another trailer out there to put everything in it, we're going to do it.
See, you thought I was paranoid, huh? See, I'm not as paranoid as you think.
That's okay.
We
helped the homeless out.
We had a couple things come up missing out of the back of the truck, but, you know, we know if it's in the back of the truck, it's... it's supposed to be ours, but and if it's not yours, you shouldn't be reaching in somebody else's stuff. But,
that's right.
And like you said, like the stuff that we had a few things end up missing, but you had to climb into the bed the trucks to get these items. But anyways,
let's just say we donated to the homeless in Lancaster, California.
Yeah. And I used to live
not
there,
voluntarily.
So I used to live in Lancaster, so I'm allowed to critique it. So it's Lancaster. So,
and if you happen to live in Lancaster and you're looking for your bicycle that came
we
up,
we know where it's at.
I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, that's one busy person.
Yikes!
What? I just don't understand that. I mean.
Shakey's was good.
Yes.
Shakey's was great.
You been to Shakey's Pizza?
Back in Chicago, like when I was 10.
No, exactly. It was a while since I've been there, so we started going traveling around doing some touring and finally got to reunite with Shakey's. It's better and improved from the old Shakey's days. So.
I mean, it's not the old castle looking thing?
No, not anymore. Yeah.
And we didn't get Sizzler.
Or Black Angus.
Or Black Angus.
You know, I'm wondering if that one...
We had to settle for... No, there's one right there off the freeway just before the exit.
Supposed to be, but when you looked it up...
No, I think it's the time it closed.
Oh, okay.
But there is...
There used to be one behind the... Well, what is the minor league baseball stadium now never used to be there when I used to live there, but I know where it's right there.
Oh, no, there's one... You can see it from the freeway just on your right-hand side. Yeah.
As we're heading towards the hotel, a couple exits before off Avenue J, there. Yes, that's right next to the minor league baseball field.
I didn't see that. I just seen Black Angus.
He missed that and the elephant right next to him walking.
Steak.
Yeah, we'll catch it next time. You should have tried some local stuff. I don't know what's local there anymore, but. That's the fun of traveling.
Corn on the cob from a shopping cart?
Uh-huh.
Is that local?
That's local here. So you get your oranges or...
Tamales.
Yeah, all that. No. And unfortunately, we had some... couple things come up missing. And, you know, hey,
you live and learn.
Is what it is.
Like I said, if we have to take a trailer out there just to put everything in the bed of the trucks in that trailer, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
They're not going to get no more of my water. I guarantee you that.
And then even get the cold water with the whole cooler.
The damn ice chest was too heavy for them to pick up, so they didn't want to take it.
So what you're saying is you're jump-starting another trailer business for somebody?
Anyways, but overall, it's always fun to go to the Speedway at Willow Springs. Fun little track. We had our late model truck series race there. Mark Allison, congratulations for your victory there. Twice he's raced there, twice he's won. And our first two for this season, correct?
Yep,
so.
This year.
And thanks to Cindy at Hair Claire. She gets to give out another set of custom earbuds to Mark Allison because,
really?
Yes. And this is a reminder for me, Cindy, by the way, that Gary gave me.
That's right.
Tonight, so I don't forget about you, Cindy at Hair Claire will be sponsoring to Mark Allison a custom set of earbuds. He won our heat race and also our feature event. So anybody with two more races. So anybody that races in our series has a chance to win this sponsorship from Cindy at HairClear in two more times, November 2nd at Havasu and November 23rd here at Vegas. So if you want to get your own set, get a hold of Cindy at HairClear. Let me find it, 725 area code, 333-4327. That's 725-333-HEAR. Ask for Cindy, and she'll get you set up. Again, not just custom earbuds, but she does hearing aids.
What?
Some of us guys are getting older that might need hearing aids.
No, there's a difference in.
There's a difference in selective hearing and needing hearing aids.
And wanting to hear you.
I just thought you needed hearing aids. I didn't think you were just not listening, not hearing me, but I believe it. So, interesting race. You know, it's always fun at that track. I got to give out some t-shirts to the locals there. That's always fun. And you had a challenge to try to hit the booth or what?
Yes, I did. That announcer there kept saying, I bet you can't hit me up here in this booth.
Yeah, the air cannon, of course. I'm sorry. The t-shirt launcher.
The launcher.
So did you charge it up to like 200 PSI?
Now? Oh, no. I hit a windshield.
You allegedly hit a windshield.
Anyways, the announcer kept saying I couldn't hit him up there, and
you couldn't, but you actually went over him. Is
like
what happened
three times. but the second time I launched that sucker, I thought for sure it was going right in the window of, you know, where he was looking out, but it just went over the roof and it fell onto their stairs that they climb in the back. So I just had a little too much air in there. It's okay. Next time I'll get him.
So, hey, it's always fun to...
Well, Halloween's around the corner, so you can practice.
Yes.
There you go, Hafe. There you go.
Yes.
I'll shoot some mini pumpkins at people or something.
And as you said, November 2nd, we head to Havasu. I'll get that announcer.
You'll get him. There you
go. I'll get him.
Shoot him some t-shirts.
I'll get him.
But, you know, it was our camp out, Reliable Banner race weekend for us over there. We had some late model truck series t-shirts, some Melling t-shirts from Melling, which supplies us with some stuff once in a while for some of our races. Richmond Gear also, of course, always helps us out. But, camp out, make sure you get to know who they are if you have anything to do with you know, trailers or anything like that. Of course, to grease up your stuff, Gary's the man. But if you want to buy something or, you know, have a toolbox you need for your work truck or a camper shell or anything like that, go see Anthony over at Camp Out. He'll take care of you.
Do they have used trailers over there?
Yes, they do.
No, good question, because a lot of these places only have new trailers, so he has used trailers, and he'll work with you too. You know, just tell him what you think you need and what you can do, and he'll take care of you.
He's pretty easy to push around.
He'll be glad to hear that, by the way.
Yeah. And tell him if he's not listening, you're going to tell Jennifer, and he'll listen.
He'll listen. He'll do whatever, right? Yeah, you know, tell him Gary sent you. You know, he'll tell him Gary said he was going to give you a free trailer.
That's right.
He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
I tried that.
Tell him whatever you want. I don't care. Tell him Gary said.
But tell him Gary sent you. He'll take care of you. So, but yeah, Camp Out. It's right there on Fremont Street. Is that?
Fremont and Mojave.
Mojave. So in between, there's a lot of construction in front of there. I don't know if it's still going on. So
no, it's going on.
You'll think you can't get into it, but there is a business access to get to it. It's a pain in the butt, but you can.
Weren't they on Cheyenne? They still are on Cheyenne.
Well, their main hub is on Fremont, but they still have an outlet for a few items of trailers and shells.
Very few.
Over at Cheyenne and Losee, but
okay. Right next door to the McDonald's. Actually.
But yeah, but if you want parts, the place to go is on Fremont. That's where they have the most stuff.
That's where Anthony gets pushed around. Is on Fremont.
That's where you want to go. Is the one on Fremont. It used to be the old
Vegas Trailer.
Vegas
Supply.
Trailer Supply. They camp out, bought them out. So
very good.
That's where they're located.
And they also got one on Eastern and Tropicana. Tools for Less is also
right. And that's kind of a cool place. We haven't been there. It's just a. It looks like Anthony's shop, but bigger.
I call it a modified Harbor Freight myself.
Right. There's all kinds of stuff in there. And stuff
there's everything in there.
You probably didn't even think you wanted, but it's there. So check it out. And they do have some trailers and box toolboxes, things like that.
Bobby runs that one, which is Anthony's brother.
So check it out. That's always cool. I like walking through there. I see stuff that I didn't know existed. What's this?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Problem is I spend too much money when I go to Bobby's.
Right. And then, again, it's on Trop and what?
Eastern.
Trop and Eastern, closer to Eastern. Yeah.
West of.
West, okay. Yeah. So, have you been there?
No, I have not. I might have to go.
Disappointed.
It's fun.
I have not.
It's an adult's playground.
All right. But check it out. Camp out. And, of course, affiliated with them is it's called Tools for
Less.
Tools
for Less. Yep.
So, pretty cool stuff. And Reliable Banner. You need something made, some small stickers, anything like that, you need graphics for your business, signs, you want to wrap your vehicle, race car, truck, trailer,
your
anything like
that.
Your
new race truck you're going to buy?
Yep. Matter of fact, maybe work a deal with you if you come buy one.
That's right.
But you can go to Reliable Banner. He'll take care of it. If you have your own plotter and you want, you cut your own graphics and stuff, you can go get supplies there also. He sells all different size rolls of vinyl, so transfer tape, all that stuff.
Anything to do with signs.
Cool. And they're right there, Decatur?
Smoke Ranch and Decatur, right on the corner.
They moved to the corner, which used to be the reptile place there, wasn't it? Right on the corner. So
Exotic Pets or something is what it was called.
So now it's a Reliable Banner.
Been there,
done
account.
That. Yep. Cool.
You have? How do you get an account there?
I've been going to Mike for years.
Oh. Tell him we gotta get ask for Mike. If he don't come out and see you, just tell him Gary sent you.
That's right.
Just say who?
Go back in his office and hit him by his bald head.
Yeah. No, actually, it's been 6-7 years.
Oh.
Over when he was on Cheyenne and
Cheyenne and Rancho.
Cheyenne Rancho,
Cheyenne and Rancho.
I've been there several million times.
Really? I don't remember seeing them. Cheyenne and Rancho.
Yeah, they were back off of Rancho.
Behind the Rebel?
No, there's a bunch of buildings there.
Next to
a Texaco, I think.
Oh, is it Texaco?
Yeah, there's
like a
tire store.
Complex, but it's
a two-story
it's
one?
Set back.
No. No. It's like way back. Way. It's probably, I don't know, 300 yards off the street.
Oh.
It is way back there.
Oh, well. I don't remember ever seeing it. That's why. Oh, is it on the
south side?
Okay. That's why.
If you want to call it south side. West side, whichever way you want to say it.
The McDonald's is
on
the corner.
Yep,
yeah,
on that
McDonald's
same
is
side.
On the corner.
And he was in those complexes back.
Like Caddy Corner behind the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a McDonald's, and then I believe there's a tire store.
Yes.
And then there's a field.
So the Savers and all that in that same area, a bar at the end.
Yep.
So
they're way back
that.
Next to the bar, but way back there. Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing them there. Maybe that's why he moved.
Yep.
So it can be seen now.
That's right.
Anyways, I'd like to talk about the open comp, but I wasn't there.
Neither was I.
what do we, any comments about the Open Cup? Good stuff, mm-hmm. bad stuff? It was a good race, bad race?
Somebody call me and let me know what the Open Cup was about.
Excuse me. I know, who was the winner? I seen the winner.
Of what?
Open Cup.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
How about the banquet? Anybody? I was out of town. I know you were out of town.
The banquet?
Yeah, for the LVMS.
Yes.
That just happened like a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, two weeks ago, I think.
No?
I did not, because I only have like 8 points.
Well, you don't need points to go to the banquet.
I didn't go to the banquet.
I didn't even finish the first race, so.
Oh, well.
Who went to the banquet? Did you go to the banquet?
I was out of town.
Oh, I didn't go.
You were out of town.
I wasn't invited.
I know
invited.
You were out of town. You got to be invited? Is it invitation only?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Others were invited. I wasn't.
Who got invited?
I can't tell you.
Oh, man.
It's top secret. I told him I wouldn't tell.
I didn't know you had to be invited. Everybody was invited. They sent an email saying, you're invited. Did you not get the email? Are you on the email list?
My name is Gary, you know.
Sheesh. I'm looking at the BomberNation.com website right now.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering what I'm doing, taking a moment to look. I haven't been for a while.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah. I think you should have a few words for Zuckerberg.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I should, too.
It's too bad. If you want to post anything or sell anything?
I probably can't even get to the front door.
You're allowed to say his name? Siri might block you out. Now you won't be able to access anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Anyways. Let's look at some results.
Of where?
Results. I don't know. The Open Cup. Wasn't it like $10,000 to win?
I think it was.
They had late model racing. 602. The 602 mods. I want to say there's at least, 16 of those?
I
think. I mean, that's a deep field.
I don't know.
Pretty good turnout. As a matter of fact, I think I saw Scott Osborne on that roster, which haven't seen Oz in a long time. I don't know what he's been up to.
Do we find the results?
I don't see them.
602 modified feature. First place, Eddie Secord.
Not from Vegas, I don't think.
I never heard that name.
We're terrible.
That's
we right. are your inside looking non-local
sports. But the upside to it is I can say we were racing ourselves. So
late
that,
model
that
feature.
That is an upside.
Late model feature, Tyler Reif.
Oh, cool.
That's a 12-year-old kid.
Oh. Wait a minute. In a late model? Are they allowed to race at 12?
I believe that's the kid.
Is that for real?
What's his name?
Tyler Reif.
Yeah, and his brother was...
Tanner Reif.
Tanner, yeah. That kid's 12 years old.
The Tyler is 12?
Yeah.
They're allowed to race? Late model? That's not the junior late models, is it? No?
No, that's late model.
What? Late model.
Oh, I'm going to have to look up the rules. Really? I can't believe they allow kids that young to race. Well, it was a non-NASCAR event, correct? So only the NASCAR, I think, limited to certain
super
age.
Late model, Preston Peltier? And then Superstock, Camden Larson.
Why don't we take a quick break?
No,
how about that?
Hold on.
That,
no, I'm
you're looking
no.
Okay.
Hey, but
here.
Chuck came in third in the Superstock. Chuck DiGuevara.
Oh, cool. Chuck DiGuevara probably was forced to race again, which is good to hear.
And he hated it.
He hated
time.
The whole time, yep.
Yep.
So I'm glad to see that he was able to race.
We've deserved a win like this for so long because we worked so hard, said 12-year-old Reef.
Sounds like a 12-year-old.
Yes. And right here it says of Henderson, Nevada, and Gary's telling me from California, so
oh.
I don't know where he's from.
Henderson, Cal.
Henderson, California.
Looking for...
All right.
We'll take a break. How about that? We deserve a break. We work so hard, we deserve a break.
That's right. We work hard at doing what we do. So hold on.
Bear with us.
Hold on a second.
You're going to put us on break on... okay. All right.
Hold
Matt's
on
got
a
us covered.
That's right.
All righty.
Hold on. Okay, let's go.
Here we go.
See
you after the break.
I'm Mark Allison, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
This is Cindy Clark, driver of the number 12 skid plate car, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable.
Wait, did we accomplish anything?
We're a well-deserved break. Where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together to talk about local racing, which we just had a lot of racing locally. We've got a lot of racing coming up. If you want to see what's coming up, you can go to the LVMS.com website and check it out there. Click on the Bullring link or NHRA. There's a lot of cool stuff out there coming up. Some dirt stuff coming up. Isn't the Duel in the Desert right around the corner, too? There's a lot of stuff happening. So check it out, LVMS.com. I'm trying to read, and I was trying to see what the age is. I mean, obviously it's 12, but I just can't believe it. You know, I understand, like, the junior late model racing is kind of limited because they, I don't know how they restrict the motors for the junior late model, you know, late models, but I'm just surprised they allow that young in a regular division. So, I don't know.
Duel in the Desert is November 13th to the 16th.
Oh, cool. About a month away. That's coming up. That's always fun. I know you've probably been out there. It's although they always get 200 cars.
and just be prepared. It's going to be below zero them days.
It always is, ain't it?
That's right.
Usually by Halloween, it just kills you.
Yeah.
But, hey, speaking of that, the 31st, there is some NHR racing out at LVMS. Again, go to LVMS.com, you know, and then check it out there. You got the Dodge NHRA Nationals presented by Pennzoil Thursday, October 31st through November 3rd. And that's always fun to go watch. They have the Top Fuel Funny Cars, Pro Stocks, Pro Stock Motorcycles, and a lot of other cool stuff out there. So check it out. That's October 31st through November 3rd. You ever get into straight racing, Matt? You ever watch NHRA? You like that stuff?
I used to, back when I was street racing. But
we
don't promote illegal stuff on.
No, hey, that's what the track's for, man. I don't know what the Midnight Mayhem schedule is. Go to LVMS.com and check it out. But they used to run it all year. You know, I don't know what the schedule is. I guess we can always look, but
I'm talking about in the Wayback Machine, way back in Chicago.
Oh, that's way, way back.
Yeah, we're talking like
way, way back.
35 years ago.
So did you live like near the city or kind of on the outskirts?
Yeah, we were close to the city.
Was there drag racing on
the
streets?
You drive about 20, 30 miles heading towards Indiana, and you can find, you know, an old cornfield road to just go at it.
Are there a lot of people show up at, like, on Saturday nights?
Oh, yeah. It was the same thing. We would page each other on our pagers.
Well, that was way back.
Yeah, we had our certain locations that we would bounce around, and, yeah, you'd get a code and go show up.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It was organized street racing. Okay, I don't know if I'm reading this right, but it says October 16th, which is tomorrow, right? Wednesday. It says the O'Reilly's Auto Parts Midnight Mayhem number 11. Gates open at 5. Racing from 6 to midnight. They do it on Wednesday nights now? I'm just saying, it's right on LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com and check it out.
Maybe they pushed it for there's
because
NHRA
of the Nationals,
event?
Maybe. I don't know. And maybe they've been doing it on the middle of the weeks on and off. I couldn't tell you. If you've been to Midnight Mayhem, let us know.
I can't tell you.
I might
it's
go.
It's been slower on Wallapai, so something must be happening.
Yeah, they're going somewhere. Do they usually drag around there?
Yeah,
they used to. Huh?
Wallapai is right behind my house,
mm-hmm.
and they just finished it, so it's 6 lanes plus the center, yellow, so...
Oh.
7 lanes wide.
So you'll probably get about 20, 30 minutes of drag racing before someone calls.
Fresh concrete?
Yeah.
After fresh asphalt?
Oh, yeah. It's nice and smooth.
Oh.
So, yeah. You watch the spotters. The spotters go up, and they mark off the mile, the quarter mile, and the other one sits at the light, and they got all the side streets all covered. Then they all line up by Bishop Gorman, hit the light, and go.
It looks like the next Midnight Mayhem is on a Wednesday also, December 4th. That's Midnight Mayhem number 12. So it's no mistake. It's on Wednesday night. Interesting.
I bet it's to not interfere with regular track operations.
Hey, you know, if you want to go race your street car, at least see what times you got. That's the place to go. I guess it don't matter if it's a Wednesday or a Saturday or a Friday. At least it'd be Friday.
Yeah, I believe I have to check the rules. I think if you have a 10-second or faster car, you need to have a helmet.
Is that what it is? What about just passengers? No, they don't have to wear helmets.
If your car is a...
But only if it's...
Yeah, if it goes faster than a certain speed.
That is unconfirmed, but it's possible. We're going to find out. What are you looking at?
It's the Vomer Nation.
What did you find on there? Anything good?
Found the On Wheels logo.
Isn't there some more races coming up here? The big races? What are you doing in September? Let's see. The Speedway. I'm on LVMS.
Oh.
On their website.
I'm looking what's for sale.
Anything good?
What can I not go buy?
Got anything good?
No.
No. So what else is going on at the boring or out there? Have you been out to do anything else out there? They still have exotic racing. They have, I know last week, if you didn't catch the show, we had Kevin Terrell in. You go to the archives and check out that show with Kevin Terrell on. And he was
early for once.
Yeah, that's always good to be early.
Uh-huh.
He is involved with the program. You can go check it out. I don't know if they're local. I don't think they were, but they can be. It's called, Put On Your Brakes. .com.
I don't remember what he was saying.
So we'll find out. I'm sure somebody will tell us.
That's right.
PutOnTheBrakes.org.
Yes.
PutOnTheBrakes.org. And the brakes, has a meaning. It's, I'll tell you in 1 second. Be responsible and keep everyone safe. Be responsible and keep everyone safe.
Yes.
That's what BRAKES stands for. It's the Doug Herbert's BRAKES program. Man, you know, programs like that are really, you know, should be more, there should be more of those programs, especially for the young drivers. We talked about that last week. They have the Driver's Edge program out here that's similar to this. It sounds like they do, the BRAKES program does a lot more in detail, I think, but similar. They get young drivers in situations that they normally, hopefully, will never have to be in, but if they are, they know how to react when they're in these situations. It might not be a bad course for anyone to take, you know, realistically. Sometimes we forget, and, you know, we talked about texting and driving or distracted driving, and, you know, old habits are hard to break, and I hate to admit it, but, you know, it happens. Shouldn't, but, you know, hopefully we are more aware of it as these programs keep going on and we realize it. And, you know, we got to start thinking about the young people out there driving. We want to set good examples for them. So if we do find ourselves in a distracted situation, we should hopefully stop ourselves and, you know, realize what we're doing and start setting a good example, you know, and it could save our own lives.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a story where it actually probably saved my life, but I was distracted, but I won't talk about that.
Update on the Midnight Mayhem.
Yes.
any car that's 13.99 or quicker, a helmet is required.
13. Wow.
And you cannot have a passenger if your car is
only. Oh, okay. So driver only.
And
that's fast though for a street car.
And the cars have to be legal, so they have to have a license plate.
They have to be registered, legal, insured.
They have to be driven to the track.
Okay.
No trailers. And they must pass NHRA safety and tech. So basically all your seatbelts and everything all have to be
right.
In order.
And I know they used to have it where, you know, when you go register, of course, you have to show proof of your insurance, you know, current insurance and registration, of course. So that's Wednesday. That's tomorrow night. If you haven't been, there looks like there's a couple more of that, tomorrow night being one of them. The next one, Midnight Mayhem 12 on a Wednesday, December 4th, a month away, you know, a month and a half. So if you miss it tomorrow, it's a little ways away. But
I would encourage those people who have trouble getting onto the expressway to go out and experience 65 miles an hour.
Well, hey, good point. Learn how to merge, you know, step on the gas.
That's why the on-ramp is a quarter mile.
Well, see, he's mad because he can't get on the freeway at all. So he's trying to make sure nobody else can get on the freeway and have fun.
We've got to congratulate Kevin Terrell for being here 15 minutes early tonight instead of 5 minutes before the end of the show.
Well, he has somebody log in for him while he's doing something else. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he thought because he put it in a whole hour last week, it makes up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Kevin, you know.
Hey, we appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for being here last show. Again, go to onwheelsnow.com. There's the small On Wheels icon with the On Wheels next to it. Just click on that link. It'll take you to all the archives we have. Quite a few years of the archive shows. So,
couple of years.
Yep, check it out. If there's any before that you want, going back 8 years, then let me know. We do have some early shows. We've had early on with our little RJ Smotherman was kind of sitting in the background. I think we had his sister on, Dylan, at the time, and
at one time we had his the dad, Robert.
Yeah. Robert Smotherman years ago when he was still doing Perump only.
Mm-hmm. So you have those saved on floppy disks, or
yeah, they're on floppies. The old seven and a half inch.
Yeah, the
big
ones that you put in the side or whatever they are.
Well, not even that. You remember the big ones, the real big ones.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're on.
5 1/4 inch.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways.
No, but realistically, they're on those things called CDs.
Yeah.
Compact disc, whatever that was.
No, this was before you can burn a CD.
Well, see, Gary's thinking through his mind. He goes, wait a minute. So
it's on cassette tape.
Well, here's what Gary's thinking.
Exactly 60 minutes.
Gary's thinking, okay, wait, I've been through 8-track, cassette, CD, DVD, to...
Now what's this, Blu-ray shit? That's out.
Yeah, he's been through it all. Laser.
Blu-ray, streaming.
No, are you saying I'm old?
Well, let's see, you've been through... the technological changes of this era.
Yeah. And
five
I still
times
don't
over.
Under,
five times over.
At all.
Your technology mature.
Yeah.
But our cars have not, the technology has not fully followed the technical age.
Yes.
Sorry, it might have, but you know, you like taking apart your car and putting it back together. The new cars.
Welcome to racing.
Right, the new cars, you can't do that. So.
Sorry, Kevin, my little scroller thing ain't scrolling here. He keeps writing. Yes, you can come back anytime you want.
You know,
and you can't be late.
But I did find out recently that you can order a new car without the interior. You can pretty much
the hell would you want a car without an interior for?
You could buy a semi race ready.
Oh, really? Oh, now you're talking my language.
So you're talking about buying a brand new car for racing without interior.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you, you know, depending on what you're racing.
I bet you they charge you more because they have to manufacture it through the factory and then rip it out. I don't know how they would do that.
Yeah, you can just get it and weld your cage in it and go.
Well, if you build a Mustang, can't you buy like a whole Mustang, you know,
Mustang,
car,
Camaro.
Pretty much?
Camaro, what's that?
Yeah.
Just a chassis. I don't know.
I wanted to deck out a Ford Festiva or something. Skid plate it.
Order one. Brand new.
Yeah.
Your wife would be happy to hear that. Yeah, I ordered a brand new car for what? All right. It's a race car.
Uh-huh.
A skid plate where they probably get banged up.
There's actually one sitting in the Ford dealership.
He actually looked.
There's an actual race car, yeah.
He's like, hey, can I get this without the interior?
One of those?
Yep. And how much would it be if I can't for you to rip it out? Don't be yawning, man. You're giving us a bad name here.
Nope.
That would be fun, though, ordering a brand new car.
For you?
Can you imagine that? I probably want a brand new car for a bomber or something like that, or street stock or something.
Go measure the wheelbase. The salesman's going, what the hell are you doing? Oh, I'm making sure it's the right
car.
Size.
$20,000 race car here.
Yeah. What are your options? Here's my rules sheet.
Right, this is what I want.
Can you build it to this?
How much you guys win? I don't know, $100. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, if
that
you're
would
lucky.
Be fun, though. That would be fun. You gonna do it?
I don't know. I saw it show up on something I was looking at. I was like, holy shit.
I could order it with no interior. That's funny. Only Matt can find something like that.
Yeah. You know, when you get lost on the internet, you start
going to these rabbit holes.
Yeah, clicking a link to it.
When I get lost on the internet, I exit out everything and start over.
That's because you don't want to get caught by your wife.
No.
I'm just kidding. Jeez. I'm still trying to find the age thing on here while we're talking. That's just so you know. Entry postmark deadline. Oh, well. Interesting. Well, have you ever raced against a kid like that age?
No.
Would you want
to? I've raced against some older gentlemen
that act like kids that age, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know a lot of them guys that act like that age.
Yeah, I'm not putting down any of the kids that are racing with other adults. I just never have. I don't know what the youngest person I've raced with. Maybe, I don't know, 16, 17 maybe. I don't know. What do you think the youngest competitor you've raced against in was?
15.
Were they
16? No, 15. 16.
An aggressive 16, or were they, you know, a respectable 16 racer? And I know you're talking about. You're talking about Alex, the right? Is that the kid?
Yes.
You guys?
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's a little different because you kind of groomed him before you were able to, before he was able to get on the track a certain way, so before you let him on the track. So that might be a little different, but. How was it racing with him for the first time?
Good.
I mean, you had certain expectations, I'm sure, of how he would react in certain situations on the track, I would think. But
does it matter?
Well, yes, I think so, because, you know, we have these, we just talked about Kevin Trubb being part of this program for street racing for young adults because they drive different. They don't drive the same.
I'm
as
being told I raced against Jax when he was 14.
Oh, see? And so, you didn't know that.
No.
Did you any
confrontation with anyone that age? No.
Nope.
What do you do? Because you want to kick the butt of somebody who like drove right into the side of you or something like that, right? What do? You go beat up the parents or what?
No, go beat them both up. They both learn.
Go make the parent beat the kid up so it's not your fault.
That's right.
I think any younger racer is already at a semi-advanced level than any teenager on the street.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You know, because they've been in a bandit or a go-kart or they've had some sort of interaction.
Well, you would like to think that.
Well, not always, because they're actually, maybe I shouldn't bring it up again, but there was a situation where you actually seen a young racer out at the track that's never raced before, and I'm assuming they haven't really had a lot of driving experience, that hit the wall, the tires, like trying to exit because they had issues on the track.
Yes.
Yeah, that's scary.
And that was just a few weeks ago.
Right. You know, and that's a scary situation to for a kid to be in, let alone watching a kid being in that situation. Because we, as adults, take on that risk of getting injured or possibly death by signing our own waivers and, and all that, knowing the situation we're getting in.
Well,
these kids are put in that situation.
Exactly. It's parent pressure.
I'm not saying that's bad.
It's a sports parent pushing the child or teenager or close to their limit.
But then can you compare that to any other sport, whether it's soccer, football, or anything else?
It's all the same.
I can tell you the oldest guy I raced against.
Was that out of Pahrump?
Yep.
Yep. How old was he at
86 years old.
86. I was going to say 84, but it was 86.
86.
So you raced between 14 and
86.
So that's your age range. And actually, younger nowadays that you can go racing till.
Yeah.
So we have 30. You have what, 20 years to go to be able to race? I got 30 years to go. No, I'm just kidding. Matt's got, 15 more years to race and to go. That's what it feels like, right? I don't know, and I'm not putting down any parents of racers or anything like that, but, we know as adults the situation we're getting into, but obviously the racing vehicles
I think the risk factor is higher to push a young person into racing that's not, doesn't have the experience or is not sure of themselves yet. Unlike playing soccer, you might break a leg or, football, you can get hurt, but.
Is that any different than, let's say, they say, hey, I want to go to the pole position and go drive a go-kart, because they want to do it because they see how fun it looks,
You have to want to do it. Not because,
your parents want you to do it.
Your parents did it, so you're going to do it too. You have to make sure the kid wants to do it.
Do you think there's a lot of that going on?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk some more about that. It's a tough subject for some, but maybe not for others. We want to see our young kids have fun. But there's always a risk in auto racing. And as adults, we take that on ourselves, knowing the situation. But we'll get more into that. Thank you for riding along with us this show. We'll have some more stuff for you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Appreciate you joining us. Again, you can go to the archives at onwheelsnow.com. Check out last week's show with Kevin Terrell. Thanks again for coming in last week.
And don't forget, November 2nd, Late Model Truck Series is down in Havasu.
But we'll be talking some more about that next Tuesday. Join us then live on WorldCound.com.
Thanks for listening.